What's up, everybody, and welcome to All Sports Best. I'm Trey Gonzalez here with Trevor Rogers, senior pitcher for the Caveman baseball team, and I've got quite a bit of questions for you today. How are you doing today?
No, I'm doing great.
Awesome. So I wanted to start off with just the beginning of baseball for you. How did you choose baseball as your sport, you know, as opposed to basketball or football? You're 6'6", and I've heard you have a pretty good basketball shot. How did you choose baseball? After all,
I mean, I think it comes, my mom wanted me to go and try it, sign me up for T-ball. And I fell in love with the game from an early age. My mom could give you a lot more, I mean, detailed reason why I stuck with it. But, I mean, it all started with T-ball. And, I mean, just having a good season from a T-ball and get to smash the ball off a tee. And,
right.
And that's where it all started. And, I mean, I just fell in love with the game as soon as I stepped on the field for the first time.
That's awesome. And do you incorporate basketball or football or anything, you know, in the off season, just messing around and, you know, conditioning, or is it just baseball and workouts?
Oh, I definitely incorporate more of basketball in the off season. I mean, I need a break from baseball. I mean, just put it away for a couple of weeks, even a month or so. Like you said, I have a pretty good shot, so I like to go out with a couple of friends at the rec center and shoot some hoops for a little bit, and it gets the conditioning going too as well. So
absolutely. Can you tell us about the different scout teams that you've played for, I guess, in the recent past?
Mm-hmm. I've actually only played for one, and it was my summer coach, and his name's Brian Huey. He lives in Arizona. I played for the Yankee scout team back in October. And there's a bunch of great guys on there, a couple of them committed to D1 schools like U of A, which is University of Arizona. So
right.
I got to gain a couple new friendships with that. So it was a really, really fun time.
And how did they choose you? Like, do you get to choose that? Because I know Yankees are your favorite team, right? So did you get to choose that, or did they just happen to be the team that you liked and they asked you?
I didn't get to choose it, and I think because my summer coach, Brian Huey, he's a associate scout or part-time scout for the Yankees.
Oh, cool.
So he chose the Yankees because that's what his part-time job is. So it worked out since that was my favorite team, and
yeah.
So it was pretty cool.
Awesome. What about the select tournaments you've been invited to? Like, how which one was the best so far?
There's been two. I think the overall playing and it has to be area codes in Long Beach, California. That was amazing. And I just think the whole weekend atmosphere had to be that perfect game, All-American Classic.
Okay.
And pitching in Petco Park where the San Diego Padres play. I mean, that was just unbelievable. And we got to go to a children's hospital, and that really opened my eyes to see how blessed I am. And those kids just... I mean, fighting for their lives, and they still have a smile on their face. So that was definitely a life changer.
Yeah, that's awesome. And with that weekend, all that went on, did you get to meet anybody, you know, famous? Or was Domingo Ayala at one of those things?
He actually was, but my plane got in late, so I never got to meet him. So, and actually, at that perfect game, I met Trevor Hoffman and Ken Griffey Jr.
That's
so
huge.
I got a t-shirt and some of those new Ken Griffey shoes.
So did you get any autographs?
No. I actually didn't.
Darn.
So that's the sad part of that. So.
Yeah, and so you got what kind of gear did you get? You said you got cleats. Mm-hmm. What else did you get? Batting gloves? Something?
Oh man, I got cleats from both the perfect game and area codes. I mean, batting gloves, two uniforms from both tournaments, shoes. I mean,
wow.
Backpacks, whatever you can name it. I mean, we got loaded.
Did any of those coaches or, you know, ex-pro players, did they give you any tips or anything like that to help you improve?
Oh, absolutely. Trevor and King Griffey were very generous in giving up their time. And they really said it's not an easy road, and
right.
saying that, I mean, it's going to be tough, and there's going to be a lot of days where it's going to be waking up and grind and, but when you get that call to go up to the big leagues, it makes it all worth it.
Right, exactly. What have you improved on since last year?
I think definitely mechanical issues I've definitely improved on, making sure my body is all in fluent one motion. and definitely getting consistent on my off-speed pitches.
Absolutely. Do you have any personal strength or conditioning routines that have helped you throughout this year specifically?
Definitely the J-bands.
Okay.
I actually met the guy in Long Beach that is the owner and inventor of the J-bands. His name is Alan Yeager. And he gave me a personal band that I got from him, and I use them to this day. So definitely cool. Bands have saved my tail.
Have you done anything with weighted balls, you know, sprints? What do you prefer? Do you do sprints to cool off after you're pitching? Do you, you know, do foul pulls? What do you do?
Probably after I pitch, I run pulls for about 20 minutes, and then that last pull, I give it all I got to make the heart rate get up and make my heart start pumping. And then probably that Saturday or Sunday after our game, I go and run the beach we have here, so get that lactic acid out of there.
Awesome, yeah. Okay, so, you know, getting past all of the, you know, training and the things that happened before the season, how incredible has this last year been for you?
Oh, it's been unbelievable. I mean, I love every single one of those guys on that team. And, I mean, to see these 4 years playing at the Corral suddenly just dwindle down to this last week in the state tournament, I mean, I've been so blessed to have an amazing coach and Coach May and all he does for us players. I mean, he's the most unselfish man I've ever met, and he wants the best for his players. And even, I mean, I give all the guys credit. I mean, they're an amazing group of guys, and I love all of them as brothers, and they made this last year very special.
Yeah, you guys' brotherhood's definitely huge. And last year you guys won state, so it kind of showed as you guys played, especially in the state tournament. When you read articles about your draftability with titles like, you know, you're a top pick, or, you know, scouts flock to the games, how do you keep that from affecting your game?
I think it's definitely a confidence booster. I mean, I've worked hard to this point, but yet I still got a long ways to go, and I definitely give all the glory to the man upstairs, and he's got me to this point, and I wouldn't be anywhere without him. So it's definitely a good thing to see all the hard work pay off, but yet I still got a long ways to go.
Yeah, okay, well, you know, with answers like that, I have to ask, how do you stay so humble? Like, I don't know how to, I mean, I don't know, dude. You've just been killing it so much that, I mean, does your relationship with, I guess you're related to Cody Ross, right?
Yeah.
Does he give you any tips on staying humble or your road to the pros or anything like that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I don't get to talk to him as much as I want because, I mean, he's a pretty busy guy. And But he's giving me some tips. I mean, he's saying it's not going to be easy. And if you ever need anything, I can just give him a call. But, I mean, my parents, I mean, I have to give all the credit to my parents. I mean, they raised me to be a humble, hardworking man. And my dad saying, I can still hear it. He says that, crap, I just went blank.
You can't hear what he's saying.
Yeah,
right,
I just went blank. He says, nothing's promised.
Okay.
And that definitely opened my eyes, saying that I don't take anything for granted because, I mean, my baseball career could end tomorrow. So I definitely take that wholeheartedly and saying that nothing's ever promised and working twice as hard each and every day.
Yeah. How weird is it? I mean, maybe it's not weird to you now, but it's got to be a little bit different when kids from other teams come up to you and ask for your autograph.
Oh, absolutely. I've never thought that would happen. Yeah. I mean, just getting done beating them, playing a good ball game against them, I would never think that they would want to come up and give me an autograph of being the same age. And I mean, it's I take it as honor, and so it's definitely exciting.
Was Gadsden the first time you've ever thrown a perfect game?
Yes.
And what was that like?
I had confidence in myself, knowing that I was going to have a pretty good game because I was put together a couple of good starts before. And and I know Gaston is not the greatest team, but they still swung it. And I mean, they gave me a battle, but it's still hard to do. You still got those strikes, and the defense behind you got to make plays. So it was very special my senior year, getting to getting a perfect game.
Yeah. I mean, and I was in the stands for a good half of that game, and it almost seemed expected. Like, people were talking. Of course, you don't mention, hey, he's got a perfect game. Yeah. He's got a no-hitter going.
Yeah.
What's the atmosphere like in the dugout when you're 4 or 5 innings deep in a perfect game? What was that like?
I mean, they, just like you said, they don't try to bring it up, because if they do, they know they're not supposed to. That's,
right.
That's just the baseball thing.
It's a jinx, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So they don't try and bring it up. They try to focus on getting runs scored and try and produce runs so I can go out there and relax more and do my thing.
Yeah. And I mean, that's a basic baseball superstition. You don't mention no hit, yeah. No hits or whatever. Do you have any personal superstitions that you know, definitely, I don't know, how do I say it, stick to?
Not so much anymore, but going through major and minor league at national, after every pitch, my pants would kind of ride up, so I'd push them back down up against my cleat after every single pitch. It was just a superstition, a little tick I had, so I made sure I had to do it after every single pitch.
And
so
it didn't look as cool when with the pants up then,
no,
I guess, right?
No.
Let's see. You committed to Texas Tech. Mm-hmm. Was location your main focus?
Oh, yes. All my family, I have a lot of family that lives in Lubbock, and I've always fell in love with Lubbock. I love that town tremendously. And I just think that Texas Tech, it's a very good program. I mean, they're ranked, I think, number 4 in the country right now.
They are, yeah.
Number 2 in the Big 12, right behind TCU, which they beat 21-2, so you can tell.
There you go.
Chubb's that. So go Red Raiders.
Let him know that.
So, and I just think they're going to be the team to beat in the next couple of years, and I want to be a part of that.
Do they help you, you know, have they helped you this year, given you any, you know, workout regimens, pitching routines, bullpen, anything?
They did. When I went on my official visit back in the fall, I did see a couple of shoulder workouts, and I asked them if I mind taking a picture of that, and they said, oh, yeah, sure, go ahead. So I got a couple of shoulder exercises to do. So.
Okay, cool. So big question here, and you can, you know, avoid it as much as you may want to, but what are your chances that you – choose to sign in the draft? Is there, you have anything that you could kind of give us?
I mean, there's a lot of scouts saying that there's a pretty big chance that you probably won't be going to college this year, that like the mock drafts have me going in the first round.
Yeah.
So, and if it's meant to be, and God wants me to go play pro ball, I'm ready. But if he wants me to go to college for 2 years, I'll definitely go that route.
Yeah, absolutely. Which teams have shown the most interest?
Definitely the Phillies have, the Brewers, Padres, Yankees have, the Rays, Braves. So there's quite a few.
No Dodgers? No Clayton Kershaw?
No, sadly, no. Out? No, there's not as much Dodgers. I'm sure they come to the games, but I'm sure they don't. There's not as many big wigs, as I call them, that come to the game. So.
Cool. But, I mean, still, it's awesome to have, you know, one team.
Yeah,
but,
absolutely.
I mean, multiple. It's crazy. If you could join teams with any one player, who would it be? This is a question that somebody told me to ask you. So,
any one player.
Any one player.
Right now?
Right now. And then, you know what? Right now and then throwback.
I think it has to be Aaron Judge from the Yankees.
Okay.
He's just killing it. And
yeah.
I'd love to be alongside him. I mean, it's not very often I have to look up to somebody, literally. So him him being 6'8", so I'd love to play with Aaron Judge.
Yeah, so. And then what about somebody from, you know, back in the day?
It would have to be probably Mickey Mantle. I'm going a little bit further back.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, just to see some of the videos and what he was able to do and – hearing that he hit like a almost 600-foot home run, I mean, I would have loved to have been at that game and been a teammate of his.
It's crazy.
Yes.
So, I mean, does that kind of answer my question? Which stadium do you hope to play on? Is it Yankee Stadium for you?
That too, but my favorite stadium is probably AT&T Park, where the Giants play.
Yeah.
I mean, I love that stadium where right field overlooks the water. You get some splash bombs right. a couple times, and you have the big old Coca-Cola bottle and the big old glove out in left field. So that I love that park.
It is a really cool park.
Yes.
What do you look forward to the most in your future?
Being financially stable. I mean, having a good income and really don't have to worry about money being an issue. And definitely, I mean, working and grinding to achieve my ultimate goal and playing for a major league club.
Yeah. What does your family think of all the exposure?
They definitely take it. My dad is enjoying every single minute of this. I mean,
that's good.
He has those scouts rolling, laughing most of the time. Yeah. So yeah, he's
got a crowd now.
Oh, absolutely. So they're definitely enjoying it. They're doing an amazing job trying to take as much pressure off of me and letting me enjoy my senior year of high school.
Right. And as you enjoy your senior year of high school, we talked about, you know, kids coming over and asking for your autograph. There's local kids that do that, right? Mm-hmm. There's also kids that do it from other teams. Mm-hmm. Now, there's also a flip side to that. Of course, mm-hmm. there's going to be people that want to get your autograph and, you know, see you and say hi to you and shake your hand. Mm-hmm. But then there's also those few players on other teams that are going to talk trash. You've experienced that throughout the season. You know, what's that like? What do you do when they, you know, are starting to talk more and more trash?
I mean, that's fuel to the fire. That makes me want to go out there and shut them up. I mean, it fuels me, and I want to go out there and really shove it down their throat and make them regret that they ever said anything.
Yeah. And I like the aggression, you know, but I also had to ask, you had a quote that I, you know, read in the newspaper, and you're familiar with what I'm going to say?
Yes.
Yeah. That Hobbs won district and they dogpiled in front of you guys.
Yes.
And then the quote was that they dogpile when they win district, we dogpile when we win state. And my heart's beating a little faster right now as I'm saying this, because it's awesome. You know, you guys have won state before. You know, did you get any backlash from that?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, me being a caveman player and me getting the last out of the game, I've definitely gotten a couple of backlashes from that. And I mean, to be honest, I think it's the honest to God truth. And if you say I'm wrong, you can say I'm wrong, but in my opinion, I'm not.
Right.
And all that statement was is just the difference in caliber of our programs, and that they haven't won district in like 6 years. So I guess it meant a lot to them, which, I mean, district means a lot to this town too, but our ultimate goal is to be a state champion.
Right.
So
the district's kind of been expected. Yeah,
we're expected to win district every single year.
Yeah.
So.
Wow. So how soon after that loss did you take that interview? Was it kind of heat of the moment, or did you just, you know, you would have said it 5 days later, anything, doesn't matter?
I said it, I think, like 20 minutes after the game. And if you were to ask me 20 years from now, I'd say the exact same
thing. That's awesome, man. So. That's awesome. Well, okay, so going towards the, you know, I guess advising part of, I don't know, your experiences. Mm-hmm. I tell my students to dream big all the time. So, you know, if you keep your dreams big, you keep your focus, you know, on your goals, where do you see yourself in 5 years?
I see myself, hopefully, I mean, I do see myself getting that call up, to the major leagues and, and playing for whatever major league club, or being on the brink of making that major league roster.
Yeah. So it's all about the journey. That's awesome, man. Do you have anyone like you'd like to publicly thank for, you know, your success, your, you know, everything? I know you have throughout the show already, but, you know, any shout outs you want to give?
I definitely have to thank all my coaches. I mean, there's a lot to name out there. I definitely thank all my coaches for all the time and effort and time away from their families that they took to make me a better ball player. And I definitely have to give a thanks to Coach May. And I mean, he's more of a coach to me. I mean, I love that guy to death, and he'd do anything for me, and I'd do anything for him, and he'll always have a special place in my heart, and that whole family will. And
it's awesome.
And going away from coaches, I have to give a shout out to my English teacher, Miss Allen. So she's always rooting me on and looking at the latest drafts and seeing where I'm gonna go. So she's definitely just as excited as I am about this whole journey, and She's a great person.
Cool. I'm going to go back to my students because they always are talking about you, man. Yeah. I mean, nothing but good things. Yeah. And I told you earlier, but you know, I'll tell the, you know, the listeners that I had a student give me a ball because they knew I played baseball. And 2 days later, they came back and asked me for that ball back so that, hey, I'm going to go get signed by Trevor Rogers after the game. But I mean, it's awesome. You know, I didn't have any problem giving it back. Mm-hmm. You know, it's kind of sad when they asked me if I don't, why I didn't go pro. But do you have any words of advice you'd like to leave for like any young baseball players who may be listening?
I definitely, few words. I mean, work just as hard as in the classroom as you do on the field. I mean, you can be the most talented guy ever, but if you don't make those grades, it doesn't mean anything. And that diploma that you get in your hand, it's definitely worth it. I mean, to all those kids out there that hate school, I know you hate it. I hated it at one point, but just keep grinding. And that diploma is definitely worth it. And if you don't go to college right after high school, that's okay. But I definitely praise that you go get that college education, because that opens so many more doors.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So state tournament is this weekend.
Yes.
You guys are shooting for the sky. Yes. You know what? Good luck, Trevor. Yes. I really appreciate you being on the show. Any last words you'd like to say?
Thank you for the time, and let's bring another blue trophy back to Carlsbad.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you.